You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic has highlighted concerns that many Australians don't have the access to healthcare and health information that they should. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia is working to establish the Australian Multicultural Health Collaborative. It aims to provide leadership and advice on policy, research and practice to achieve better health outcomes for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. FECA is the main group representing multicultural and ethnic communities. CEO Mohamed Al-Khafaji says this partnership with the government would improve health access and equity.
For a little while now, we've seen the need for a greater voice at a national level to advocate on culturally and linguistically diverse communities and multicultural health. We've seen what the pandemic has done for our communities and the vulnerabilities around that, and we think it's a great opportunity for us to have a national voice that focuses on multicultural health.
FECA Chair Mary Patetsos says the COVID-19 pandemic and government response has highlighted inequities and disparities experienced by many in multicultural communities. And while these issues might have been brought to light by the pandemic, Mr. Al-Khafaji says a national health collaborative should look to future barriers as well.
Well, we've seen, the health outcomes for vulnerable multicultural communities in Melbourne Towers or our communities in Western Sydney. We know people have challenges when accessing those services, directly as a result of the pandemic. But also we're looking forward beyond the pandemic, and we're trying to have a look at what else is a barrier for those communities so we can actually address them as a collective.
FECA was responsible for advocating for the Called Communities COVID-19 Health Advisory Group, which provided advice to the federal government. Significant progress was made in ensuring culturally appropriate messaging, engagement with communities, and improving data collection to inform the targeting of public health initiatives and the vaccine rollout. Mr. Al-Khafaji says FECA is inviting feedback from healthcare providers, consumers and researchers to inform the further development of the proposed collaborative.
There is a lot that we need to do, and we've seen the success of the Called Health Advisory Group on COVID-19, the partnership that we have between community and government, and we know what we can achieve if we work together.
FECA is currently undertaking a range of projects in the pandemic response, including engagement with communities about COVID-19 messaging and assisting multicultural groups to engage with their communities to encourage vaccination. Mr. Al-Khafaji says the new group is just step one in creating a national voice on multicultural health, and that greater challenges lie in maintaining it beyond the pandemic.
This collaborative will evolve. This is the first phase. We just want to establish it, set the priorities. And over time, I'm sure it will evolve into something bigger than what it is now. The key point here is this is a collaborative. We're not pretending that we know what we're doing in the health space. We've got obviously our communities that we're interested in. And this is why it's a collaborative, to ensure that people who have got the expertise in their particular field can come together, work with us in partnership to try and address some of those barriers.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.